gloomy day. At least it isn't raining, Mark. That's one thing we haven't had for first time for a long time, but it's supposed to snow. Not in our area, but
possibly.
John, joining me is John Gooding, farm broadcaster and also a farmer over there and a pioneer guy. John, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. That doesn't sound like a very good weather forecast you're giving for the folks up there.
No, it hasn't been for about two weeks, and I blame Mark for that. But
it's not my fault.
No, I don't know. You keep giving it, and then he can give weather, you know, for 5 minutes. It's like nobody wants to hear that stuff anyway until it gets warmer. Anyway, well, yeah, they're supposed to get snow.
It was about 85 here yesterday, so we weren't thinking about snow.
Jeez, I should mention you're from Waseca, Illinois, just close to the Indiana border, aren't you?
Right, about 15 miles straight south of Chicago and close to where the Hoosiers live.
Well, how's the what do the crops look like out there? I know I don't make us feel bad. How are the crops out there, though?
Well, I don't know if I can answer you honestly and not make you feel bad. I'm kind of torn here. But in all seriousness, we really, in our area, did have a good year. And there's up toward Kankakee going north. There were some dry spots, but they still had pretty good crops, and we had a big rain event probably in the south of here, 10, 15 miles around Memorial Day, that those guys got hurt a little bit, but right through here, I'm sure it'll be our yield-wise our best year ever, and so we can't complain very much. We got maybe a little over half our crop done. Everything got dry so fast that it seemed like if people started with beans, they just kept going with beans. And if they started with corn, they maybe just kept going with that too. So a lot of guys have one side done and now have to switch over and do the other.
Well, man, if it's getting 85 degrees, those beans have got to be drying down really fast.
Well, we had over the weekend and into, probably Sunday night or something, about 3.5 inches of rain. So everybody's put the brakes on really for the first time in really about a month. So we are stopped now, and I don't know how, you know, and we're supposed to get more rain. This is Tuesday, tomorrow. If it started to get fit, we're going to get hit again, but we're still, you know, well ahead of it. Sounds like you folks and a lot of the country, but we are stopped now here for a couple days.
So how are the beans going? Must not have many problems then.
The only real problem we had this year were those guys that I said to the south of us when we got that big rain, and then we've been getting some great big rains in April and May through here the last few times we've talked, and 10 inches and all these different things. Well, this year we only really had an inch of rain the whole month of May, so everything went in really good, and it was pretty dry, and then we did get a little rain, but those guys that got 3-4 inches to the south, there were a couple of different soybean diseases that can come in. Some of the initial ones from it being hot and dry, and then it got wet fast. So they were set back a little bit, but otherwise, I don't know if you want to know yields or whatever, have a lot of 70, 80 bushel beans around here. So it's been a good year, no doubt about it.
So those beans come out in good quality as well?
Yeah, they were plenty dry. I was combining 12 and a half, and everything was dry, but that's okay. We got them out in pretty good shape, and like I said, we planned on just doing a field or two and then switching doing some early corn, but everything was so dry, it seemed like almost, like I said, whatever guys started with, and they just kept going. So we are done with, my family and I are done with our beans, and we've just got some corn to do. And I know some other guys are done with corn, and they've got a few beans to do. So they're not really liking this rain that's moving into the area, but it'll dry out. We'll get her done.
Well, and I guess, are most of them storing their beans instead of the corn, or trying to get store all of it?
Well, it's from talking to the folks at the elevator, practically everybody is storing their beans. I did not. I'd like to try to re-own them some way. I haven't figured that out quite yet, and I know I better not wait too long. But, you know, the basis is just so bad that the people think it has to go up, and I'm not 100% sure it's going to go up. Here in another 60 days or 90 days, you know, we'll be talking about weather in South America and so forth, but the basis is as bad nationally as it's been in 11 years, and I know it's poor for you folks up there too. So, but yeah, I guess most of the people are if they need money, they're selling their corn and storing their beans. But I'm just not 100% convinced either one of them is going to pay off long term. I don't know. I hope it does.
What is your basis out there? Have any idea?
We're probably 70 cents, and I know, you know, you're more than that, I'm sure, and I know, especially, you know, we might have been visiting earlier, that those guys, that their beans go west and eventually end up in China, their basis is historically low. Some of those are probably coming, going to try to get on the river, and that'll compete with us. All of ours, you know, go to the Mississippi eventually and end up down in New Orleans, but I don't know. I guess we'll work through this, but it is a bad situation to have your main customer all of a sudden go away. It's a problem.
We're finding a few small markets, but you still can't take away the biggest market out there and think it's going to go straight.
We're kind of lucky here where we're at is we do have a big soybean processor in our county. The Inca Bras is the name. I believe it's actually a Brazilian firm, but they make a lot of soybean oil, and so that they probably consume most of our beans that go to the elevator. All the local elevators kind of feed into Inca Brasa, but still they don't have to pay up when everybody else has a bad basis too. It helps a little bit, but not what we're used to in the past. So I think maybe we might get E15 announced today, and the NAFTA thing got redone, and so I don't know if we'll get this thing with China worked out really quickly. But if nothing else, hopefully we can find somewhere to send our beans.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the E15 with the corn. That's going to be beneficial for South Dakota, as we do put a lot of our corn through the ethanol. Let's talk a little bit about corn out there now. You said you're harvesting. How dry is that?
It's really dry. We had some 101-day corn we were going to do, and it was, you know, 12 and a half, 13, and then by the time we got to the fuller season stuff, we'll go up in our area to maybe 114-day corn, and it was 13, 14, too. We did a plot, and, you know, the wettest was maybe 16, so everything got in, got up, got going, and we had a nice summer, and it really dried down fast, so the elevators aren't going to have very much drying this year around here. So I'm sure we lost a little bit in the field, but hopefully we made it back on the drying expense too.
Yeah, so what are you yielding out there then on your corn? I heard that Illinois was going to average over 2, which is quite a bit.
Yeah, that's what the NASC numbers say, and then I believe, I'm not going to swear to it, but I think it was like 212 for the state. And we did a plot, our Pioneer plot averaged about 270, if you can imagine. I was shocked, but that's just a plot. But our field corn was good too, and it was all over 200. But we're really in a good spot here. We were fortunate, and I know there were some places in Iowa that I talked to some guys at the Farm Progress Show, and they really felt blessed too. But we were lucky through here, and unless I'm missing something, I'm pretty sure Illinois will average over 200 bushel per acre, which is remarkable to me.
How's Indiana looking?
Indiana's good too. In fact, Indiana, I'm sure they'll set a record. There are some places in Iowa that got hurt a little bit, so they're they're not, you know, usually Illinois and Iowa are kind of battling out with Indiana next, but I kind of get the impression that maybe with some of the high-yielding places in Iowa that got too much rain at different times of the year and stuff, that Indiana's going to be right up there with them. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure Indiana will have record yields for their state. And the other thing that's interesting is I talked to some guys on the Pro Farmer Tour is how amazing Ohio was this year, that they started out and were doing their yield checks and everything. And the guy told me, we thought, oh, my God, we're actually in Illinois because of how good. This is the best crop Ohio's ever had, too. So we're going to have a lot of grain to work through. And of course, that's going to be a problem. But you got Ohio, Indiana, Illinois all having records. That's going to be a pretty big supply right there.
And we're looking pretty good up here, too, if we ever get it out. But those high states and you guys always have to put that, have to be good. So, you know, you're causing the problem to this market, you know. John, just letting you know.
Well, I know. That's the nature of farming, isn't it, Chuck? You know, you work hard to produce a lot, and then you drive the price down. But that's what you sign up for.
That is. Well, John, I'm going to let you go. We got to move on here, but we're going to see you in a couple weeks, or at least a month, whatever, a few weeks, down in Kansas City at the National Ag Broadcasters Association, Farm Broadcasters. So thanks for joining me, and I hope you get your harvest done.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I always enjoy talking to you, and I hope all your listeners have a good harvest, and everybody be safe, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
All right, John, we'll see you. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yep, bye-bye. That's John Gooding.